Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com. All Sports 24/7, 365, 1033 ESPN.
Galloway and Company continues, and let's proudly, I said mostly, let's proudly go to the city of Kansas City, and we bring in former Cowboys assistant, now the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, it is Todd Haley. And Todd, I know you got some offensive problems up there at the moment, but to heck with all those. There's Romo problems down here. You know this kid. You got any tips? Anything that might help out?
Randy, I got my own house, and it's a it's a full inferno right now. I got every hose I have going on it, trying to get that out. I got no time to worry about Romo other than trying to stop him.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, now, you go in there, and you bring some guys that we know. Clancy Pendergast, of course, is defensive coordinator. It seems to me that your number one problem right now would be up front offensively. You got to get that straightened out. You got a quarterback. You get him healthy. You know he can play. But where do you see your problems right now in this 0-4 start?
Well, number one, the competition has been pretty stiff. I don't think you could ask for a worse schedule out of the gate. Doesn't feel like a 2-14 schedule anyway. But number one, offensively, we have got to eliminate minus yardage plays. Your favorite, Coach Parcells, jammed it in my head for long enough that you can't succeed with minus yardage plays. And right now, we're leading the league between penalties, sacks, and minus yardage runs, a whopping 31 of those plays for about 270 negative yards. So I don't care what you're doing, that's going to be hard to overcome.
Yeah, that's tough to sleep at night in your position.
Yeah. So we have to get better in that area. And then defensively, you know, not a great week for it because your Cowboys are the best at it in the league, but, you know, we've just been giving up explosive plays. We'll do a good job and then have a breakdown and a big play will be had, and those generally get you beat. So, you know, in the Cowboys, that's what they do. You know, it's you got to be alert run and pass, you know, for the explosive plays and cover a little longer and make sure you're tackling. But I would say those are the keys for us offensively and defensively.
I know you were excited about getting a head coaching job. Is it worse than you and Scott could have anticipated, though? I mean, what you have inherited. Obviously, you weren't with Bill in 2003, and he got that team to win right away, but then obviously went through some growing pains after that. Is this situation that you go into, is it worse? Could you have anticipated what little you have to work with?
No, I mean, there's something here to work with. I wouldn't in any way say that there's not. You know, I knew it was a big job. There's a reason why the job was open. I didn't have any false, you know, illusions that it was going to be easy in any way, shape, or form. So what's made it tough is a couple of these new, coaches over the last couple of years that have done so well in that first year. I know that it's going to be a process, you know, and some of these teams that, like, even like you said back there in 03, you know, the 10 wins kind of created a false, you know, I think a false impression a little bit. And then we stepped back and really started the rebuilding. But, you know, I think that's what's made it tough. The Baltimore Ravens coming out of the gate, like they did Atlanta. Now this year, I mean, the Miami Dolphins, obviously last year, who are now struggling a little bit. And then this year, there's some teams doing it again. Denver, you know, with a new coach and the Jets. But I'm just trying to stay the course and understand that we're doing this for the long haul. And I know that from my past history and where I've been and what I've learned through experience that, you know, we just got to stay the course and we're doing the right things and eventually it'll start to show.
You know, I hadn't even thought about that, Todd. That does, that adds a little extra heat to the butt right there with some of the some of the things that have happened there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, there's no doubt.
You know, Coach, you mentioned that your main focus, obviously, is not you don't have time to come help Romo, even though Cowboy fans would truly appreciate the love. But you're trying to stop him. What have you seen on film so far of Tony that shows you how he has either progressed or regressed as a quarterback since you were with him?
Well, I think Tony is an excellent quarterback. He's very athletic. I think he increases the margin of error for the Cowboys, you know, with his ability to move around and keep plays alive, you know, and that's what I fear, you know, for us is that ability to make plays after plays should be over. So he's got a very good release. He's got great vision across the field. I think, you know, he's a bit of a gunslinger at times, but that's what makes him really dangerous, you know, from an opponent's point of view.
But now, Todd, you were here. Tony arrived in a manger, and he was a savior. Finally, there was a quarterback on the horizon. And there seems to be, as you watch film, I mean, we all think it. You know more about it because you saw him in the beginning here with the Cowboys. There has been a regression there. I mean, he has backed up, hasn't he?
Well, I don't really have an opinion on that. I love Tony. I love his skills. I think that he's got it all. And, you know, I think it's a team, and everybody's got to work together to help the quarterback also. So, again, I see Tony each and every year. I've seen him get better, you know, and again, without the working there and knowing all the things that are going on, I'm probably not good for me to have a lot of comments other than my affection for Tony and watching him, you know, a gym rat guy that, you know, we had to kick out of Valley Ranch every day, you know, who we would have our slugfest racquetball games against each other every day for about 3 months straight, you know, and leave the Jim Bleeding. You know, I have great affection for Tony, and I think the world of him, and I think that he's a great quarterback.
Cowboys in Kansas City on Sunday afternoon, noon kickoff, and we have Chiefs head coach Todd Haley with us, former Cowboy assistant, of course. We talked about this earlier, Todd. Last year, Cowboys going to Arizona, and it's obvious. You guys, you on the offensive end, Clancy Pendergast, who's now with you in Kansas City, as we talked about, you did a great job against the Cowboys last year, and that kind of started the demise, particularly after Romo went out with a finger injury. But what going into that game, how were you approaching that, attacking the defense, and Clancy also in helping contain Romo in the offense?
Well, now that I've rewatched that a couple times leading up to this game, I realized we didn't play very good on offense, the Arizona Cardinals, that is. Now, our defense, I thought, did a very good job against the Cowboys up until that late two-minute situation, you know, the check down to Marion Barber that turned into a huge play. But offensively, I mean, we really, you know, we returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. You know, that's always a great start, but, you know, we were penalty-ridden, false starts left and right at home, you know, and we made some plays. But, again, you know, I was excited to watch that game because, you know, the further you get away, you get these memories of a game that actually didn't happen once you put on the tape. You know, I figured we were about 28 of 34 and ran for, you know, we didn't do any of that.
Standing out there against the Giants with that thing, you got a little ahead, 27-3 or whatever, do you ever sit there, I know not during a game, but sort of daydream in practice or something and go, my gosh, I miss Larry Fitzgerald?
Well, I do, you know, it has nothing to do with that game or standing on the sidelines, but, you know, I'm very proud of those couple of years in Arizona, specifically last year's run. And I have, you know, I can't say enough about those guys. They're special guys that when you leave a team, players that you just have, you know, such fond feelings for, you know, in a guy way. I mean, but Larry, just a tremendous person, tremendous character, great to be around on a daily basis, and a great player on top of it. Kurt, you know, phenomenal person, phenomenal player, you know, great to be around. And not a lot different than I feel for Tony or Jason Witten and some of those guys that I spent a bunch of time with in Dallas.
Now, Todd, the game is about the quarterback. In the end, it'll always be about the quarterback. Matt Cassel, he had some injury problems early with him. Now he's back. What are you seeing there, and what do you got to put around him to get things going?
Well, I think any quarterback needs some help. We've got some receivers here that I think have a chance to be good players in the league. We're continuing to work on that. The quarterback, I think, is a big quarterback that's more athletic than people probably generally think. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate. And he, much like Tony, is into football. I mean, it's hard to get him out of the building. He's football 24/7, and generally those are good characteristics to have as a quarterback. So I'm excited about each and every day I come in here about trying to figure out a way to get better. And I think we're kind of putting a group of guys together and building a core, you know, for a bunch of years to come.
Bonus question here, Todd. Would you ever sign Terrell Owens?
Why, is he out there right now?
Maybe after this season.
I don't do hypothetical now.
Oh,
you can call me if it happens.
Yeah, let that go. Todd Haley, listen, we appreciate you doing this. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I look forward to seeing you all, too.
There he is. That's Todd Haley, Kansas City Chiefs head coach, former assistant coach here with the Cowboys. And on the Tony Romo question, he just kind of danced. He danced. The Romo he knew here, and then the Romo he sees now as his 0-4 Chiefs prepare for the visit by the Dallas Cowboys. All right, we're coming back with this. A lot of Cowboy stuff, a lot of Wade Phillips stuff, but I'm already in an apology mode for today, and that's going to continue. Sorry about it, Miles Austin. I treated you badly. Mosley won't apologize, but I will. And, you know, when I say that somebody needs congratulating, then I mean it. And now we come back with congratulations for somebody.